Jane Riley is at the International Women's Day breakfast today. Some 2,500 people are expected to be in attendance there. Jane Riley is one, and she caught up with South Australian Senator Penny Wong. How are you, Jane?
Well, I'm really great. And look, we've just opened the doors. The flood of women and men. There's a good show up of men here today, I've got to say, have gone into the main hall here at the convention centre. It's an absolutely beautiful morning, and the big draw card today, of course, is that the keynote speaker is former Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard. She'll be speaking a little bit later. They've just played the national anthem and people are sitting down to have their breakfast. But what's impressive, guys, is the passing parade of womanhood from high school students in their uniforms. There's a big group that's come up from the Murray Mallee to be here today, through to young women. There's a lady. Oh, there's Kate Ellis. Hi, Kate. How are you? Hello. You're running a bit late. I was going to say there's a lady pushing a pram, and there was Kate Ellis pushing the pram.
She's everywhere.
Everywhere. And then you've got your generation of my age, and then you've got your great-grandmas as well, so passing parade. But look, the MC today is Senator Penny Wong. She's been supporting this event for more than 14 years, and I just caught up with her and had a chat with Penny.
It's a very exciting day, big crowd coming along here. You've hosted this for many years. What do you personally get from coming along to the International Women's Day breakfast?
Oh, look, it's a wonderful morning. I mean, it's a morning where you get women from all over Adelaide who, from different walks of life. You get kids from school as well as, you know, grandmothers all coming together to celebrate International Women's Day. So it's very positive, very affirming.
Now, today we have a very special guest speaker, former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. I think the women are going to really gain a lot from hearing from her.
Yes, look, she's been a popular choice for a number of years. People have been saying, come on, you've got to get Julia. And this is our 25th anniversary as a breakfast, and we thought that was fitting to have Julia come along and tell us her story and tell us about the work she's doing in education.
It seems that in the past century, since we got the vote, women got the vote, that we have achieved a lot. But what are the issues for women in the future as we head into further into the 21st century?
Good question. I mean, I always think International Women's Day is an opportunity to look back and to honour all those women who have gone before and made sure we got the vote, got the right to stand for Parliament, got equal pay, got things like the Sex Discrimination Act to make sure you couldn't discriminate just because someone was a woman. But it's also a good day to look ahead, isn't it? To say, what are the things we need to do? We've still got a gender pay gap of 18%. Women will retire with tens of thousands of dollars less than men. We still have unacceptable levels of family violence. There are a range of areas where we still have a lot of work to do. We've come a long way, but there's a long way to go.
That's Jane Riley with Penny Wong at the International Women's Day breakfast that's taking place at the Convention Centre this morning.